The only other that we've hard scheduled already, we wanted the group who attends the first to give us some feedback in regard to availability, time, day of the week, what's going to work best for the people that are interested. But the next is later in the month of October, I believe it's the 26th, that last Sunday, 4 p.m. again. But those are the only two out of the 11 weeks that we're going to be, that are already scheduled.
All right. Yeah, sometimes when it comes to faith and discussions like this, sometimes the only discussions we have are maybe with immediate family or inside our own brain. right. So it's good to have a public discussion about this. I think that's healthy, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The whole focus, Joel, of doing the Alpha for our community is that, so that people can come in an environment where it can be comfortable with friends, family, if they have questions about their own faith, if they have information and ideas to share. We want everyone to feel good about coming to an event like this so that they can grow a little bit more deep in their faith. Yeah. And
maybe realize that some of the struggles that each person has with faith is might be more common than they think, right?
It is more common than they think. And you're right. That's a part of why we're doing this. So it becomes a little bit more comfortable for everybody.
Yeah. So give the date again and the time, if you could.
Absolutely. It's this Sunday, October 5th, 4 p.m. at the Padua Center here at St. Anthony's right in Park Falls. And we would love to have a lot of people come.
And everyone's welcome, of all faiths.
All faiths. It is non-denominational. It's really around the idea of faith. And I think everyone in a community should at least check it out.
Yes. And if you have any questions, 762-4494 is the phone number. You have no Packer excuses because they have the week off this weekend.
We picked that purposely.
Yes, there's no Packers, so no excuse for that. So you're good. To be a good time to get together. So it sounds like the previous event that we had talked with you about, you had a good turnout for that.
We had a great turnout. Yeah. And the entire event was focused around the announcement of Alpha. So on the second evening of that event, we first rolled this out, and now this is a continuation of that event.
Very nice. All right. Well, we'll look for more information on that to come in the future and future dates, Rick. So thank you for taking time to share that information with us. We appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Wonderful to see you, and have a great day.
All right. Take care. It's 9:02. We're going to get to a news update in just a moment here on Reality Radio.
Get ready to go for the green and gold. With 98Q Country. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 98Q Country. Sponsored locally by...
Minnehaha Chevrolet is 100% locally owned and proud to bring you the Green and Gold Text to Win contest on 98Q Country. $49.95 oil changes, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. Minnehaha Chevrolet, your local dealer.
Well, look at this, 9 o'clock already, so we got to get you a keyword here for the 9 o'clock hour. It is wind, W-I-N-D, wind is your keyword. You get that to us right now, you'll be in for the $200 drawing today and the gold jewelry, and also you'll have an entry into the Minnesota Green Bay game on November 23rd, over a $1,500 value, those tickets inside behind the fan seal. It's really nice. So get that keyword to us, wind, W-I-N-D. You got till 10 o'clock to get that to us on the free Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government is shut down. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers now furloughed and not getting a paycheck. ABC's Rachel Scott covering developments in Washington.
The Department of Labor seeing 76% of its workforce temporarily reduced. At Health and Human Services, 41% of employees will be furloughed, including 64% of workers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Members of the military also hit hard, many forced to work without a paycheck.
The FBI, the CIA, air traffic controllers, and TSA agents are all continuing to work. Part of a New York City high-rise has collapsed, leaving a corner of the building a pile of rubble. No immediate reports of injuries. Firefighters say they were responding to a report of a gas explosion that collapsed the incinerator shaft in the Bronx. Rescuers desperately searching for any survivors after a strong earthquake in the central Philippines that left at least 69 people dead. This is ABC News.
And more of Reality Radio at 98Q. Jonathan will join us from the Phillips Chamber to talk about Phillips Fall Harvest Fest this weekend in just a little bit. But let's talk Prentice Riblake Cross Country, because we've got Coach Brian Regeer with us to talk about that and some of their successes they've been having. Coach, thanks for taking time to join us.
Hey, good morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, you are following up last year's very strong season, especially on the boys' side, with some pretty special stuff again this year. Give us what path in life led you to cross country, Coach? Have you always been a runner, or talk about that path that led you to be the coach of the team?
Well, in high school, I was a swimmer, and then I dabbled in running as a young adult when I was teaching school, and now I'm a parent.
Yeah.
Or my boys Jack and Henry are in the program. My daughter Greta is a middle schooler, so I was a very engaged parent, and I just wanted to make sure that the adults did their bit by these kids and gave them the support they needed. So last year I accepted the offer to begin coaching.
Yeah, talk about that. It must have been a little bit of a learning curve, because, you know, cross country is a very challenging sport. It's about conditioning and training and all that stuff. So it must have been a little bit of a learning process there with it, right?
Absolutely. One of the things we're seeing here, Joel, is a running culture that's developing in Prentice and Riblake, as well as in the whole community, including our competitors. And with the success of last year, we had 52 kids come out for the team this year.
Wow.
Including a lot of young kids. And with all of that comes the responsibility and the learning curve of learning to coach not just elite athletes like some of our top end guys, but going all the way down to fifth grade. So it's a full orbed experience that we're having here, and we're really excited about helping these kids be better runners, but also stronger people as well. It's about the whole person, Joel.
Yeah, and we know Prentice, you know, known for basketball, known for volleyball now with Coach Murphy recently, and now on the radar with cross country too. Of course, last year your team finished second in the state in Division III. When you went into that last year as a first-year coach, Brian, were you thinking that was a possibility that you'd end up down in Rapids and on the medal stand?
We had absolutely no idea how good we were, and we didn't. I have to mention here, Joel, we didn't have a girls team last year. One of our goals this year was to have a girls team, and this year we do have a girls team with some young girls coming up, and so that's part of this running culture. But speaking of the boys again, we basically had a group of about 12 guys that enjoyed running together, and they had no idea how good they were. They just got together, and we're very rural up here. I mean, we're logging communities, and they just kind of ran on these country roads and made silly videos and just had fun together. And then, oh my goodness, we started winning and winning and winning, and pretty soon we were number one in the state. And our inexperience caught up to us in the end, but it was very exciting. This year's a different experience. Now we come in with higher expectations. Sometimes it's a burden, but we also do have that year of experience from last year.
Yeah, you had your son Jack graduate last year, who was one of your top runners. You got Henry, who led your team last year at state anyway. Other than Jack, you returned quite a bit. You lost Elijah Scott, but you returned a good core of your team. So you kind of knew, I think, going into this year that you probably were going to be pretty good again, right?
Correct. We didn't actually lose Jack. He's an assistant coach now.
Okay, so good.
he's still part of the program. He's the only coach that can run with all of our runners. We send him out there to do different work. Yeah, we lost two out of our top seven, three out of our top eight. But we also had the strongest JV team in the conference last year, and we brought those guys up. So we have a lot of depth, but it's really fascinating. This is part of that running culture. The top three teams in the state, D3, are all in the Merriwood Conference. Wow. So, you know, with Marathon and Phillips, we see these guys all the time. We know them. And these guys have pushed each other for 6 or 7 years now, and that's the reason why this part of the country is the best place for small school cross-country running.
Yeah, it's contagious. It kind of grows because I've talked with Coach Patterson about this before and Coach Olson and Phillips. Unlike some other sports where maybe you don't see top competition until you get into tournaments or at state, up here you see top competition at your local meets a lot all year.
What makes cross-country different from other sports is that, you know, in sport like basketball, you warm up separately, you play the other team, and then you go into your own locker room. In cross country, everybody sees each other all the time. And so, you know, we had just had a big meet, the nightfall meet in Marshfield. There were 500 runners. It's like a reunion. These guys know each other. They know each other from social media. And it's even crazy, Joel. Sometimes I'll go downstairs in my house and I'll see one of our competitors playing Xbox with my boys. And I'm like, hey, hey, Gavin, hey, Logan, you know, these are guys that we run against, and they're friends. So that's what makes cross country a truly unique sport. It's those friendships that develop as well as the competition.
Yeah, and we've done interviews in the past many years of kids who have been to state or and hear the stories, and it's exactly what they say, Brian, is, you know, I ask so many of them, what's your biggest, I'll ask a senior, what's your greatest memory of, and they may have one state and they top accomplishments, and the memory is always that one time when we went to McDonald's and so-and-so was being silly. And it's just so much more than the sport itself, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's about the whole person. And you see these guys doing other things, like we have FCA, which is a Christian ministry, just started in Rib Lake, and you know, and in other schools as well. So this enthusiasm for running, it's bigger than running. It involves the whole person, and it involves the community. And that's really why I like what I do and why I'm so excited about what's going on.
Yeah, a couple of big meets coming up. I know we have conference, which is up here in Park Falls, and then you have sectionals, which is right in your backyard there in Phillips. So kind of nice that we can have both of those pretty close this year, Coach.
Absolutely. We have two regional meets, two invitationals at Athens and Auburndale. But it's the same teams that we're going to see over and over again. And, you know, it's us and Phillips. We're constantly, now Marathon is in the mix as well. And we'll just see these guys again and again. We'll know them. Mm-hmm. And it makes us very strong at the state level to have good competition here at the local and regional level.
All right. And cross country, I think, is a unique sport in the fact that not too many times you see younger runners, freshmen or sophomores, step in and make a deep impact on a team, like in a basketball, football. But in cross country, you know, who your competing against, like at State, for instance, can change quite a bit with, you know, like a really good freshman runner can make an impact on a team, and all of a sudden they're really strong too.
Sure. And as these runners come in, they will make, especially the younger runners, will make huge jumps. So, you know, somebody, a younger runner starts running with an older runner, and suddenly they're dropping minutes from their time. And it gets exciting as we taper down, as we bring our mileage and intensity down toward the end of the season. This time of the season is when you start to see those big jumps. So we really don't know who's going to make those jumps going into the tournament season at the end, and it makes it all very exciting.
Yeah, and I see you've got a Heckman on the roster. Is that right? Because if you're Prentice Riblake, you have to have a Heckman or a Hakenin on the roster somewhere, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, Heston Heckman is consistently one of our top four guys, and you know Henry and Caleb are up front, and then. Truman Smith is our solid third guy usually, and then we've just got about four guys that could be our fifth guy, and that's one of the things that separates, I think, us from competition. We've got that depth right now where we got those four guys that could factor in. We just want to see who has the big day.
Yeah. Well, very exciting. And for our people who want to come watch these, too, there's a lot of local opportunities, like we mentioned, with conference and with sectionals being right here in our backyard. So who assists you? Who's anybody help you out there, assistant coach-wise, Brian?
Well, we are a co-op. So I'm the head coach of Riblake. Cole Bischel is a new teacher at Prentice. He is the Prentice head coach. Peter Meyer is a board member in Riblake, and he specializes with the middle school. My son Jack is our assistant. Also, Kevin Weiss is a longtime coach. He actually started the cross country program back in the 80s. He's my neighbor, and he's a consulting coach, and we can always go to him for his depth of experience.
All right. Fun time of the year, Coach. We wish the best to you and your crew there, and you'll see us out there. We're going to be at the conference meet doing a broadcast out there, and we're going to be at the sectional meet, too. So maybe we'll catch up with you and some of your runners at those events, okay?
Fantastic. I'll stop and talk to you.
All right, Brian. Thanks, Joel. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it very much. Coach Brian Regeer, the Prentice Riblake, he helps coach along with Cole Bischel. Of the cross country team, they finished second last year, and they've got a lot back this year, and they're a favorite to get to state and maybe even to win state and be right up there. So, also want to mention that coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow, the 16th, there's a conference meet right here in Park Falls behind the Shawamigan High School. That's all the Merriwood teams, the Stratford Edgars, everybody will be here. And we're going to be doing a live broadcast out there with Greg Gunderson's going to be doing a show out there that day. And also on the 26th, actually the 25th, Saturday the 25th, we are going to be broadcasting from the sectional in Phillips, out at the Pesco Farm out there. The sectionals held in Phillips. We're going to be doing a live broadcast from there. So we look forward to following our cross-country runners via our live broadcast here with 98Q Country. Let's get a sports update. We'll come back with more good local information and events in just a moment here. Media News, filling in for Austin Bermay. I'm Joel Karnick. We're brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned, built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. On this Saturday, the Price County Youth Olympic Games will take place. This is a free event for kids ages 4 to 12 years old, and you're invited to attend the Price County Youth Olympic Games. This is hosted by Price County Health and Human Services and the Public Health Department. Again, this Saturday, October 4th, registration from 9:30 to 10, with events beginning at 10 a.m. and lasting through the mid-afternoon. There's prizes, and this happens at Elk Lake Park right there in Phillips. Games, prizes, and fun. It'll be a great weekend to be in Phillips for Phillips Fall Harvest Fest and the Price County Youth Olympic Games Saturday at Elk Lake Park. Two homes for veterans facing homelessness are now closed. Savannah Tomei Olson has the latest on a proposal to reopen them.
The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program gave vets a place to stay and access to services to help them get back on their feet. Earlier this year, Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal included $1.9 million to keep the program afloat, but Republicans removed it from the budget, and it was not in the eventual deal that GOP lawmakers struck with the governor. There are three homes in this program. Two of them have closed, the ones in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay. That means the only one left is in Union Grove. State Senator Jamie Wall from Green Bay.
Closure of these facilities means that there are going to be 41 fewer beds for homeless veterans in northern Wisconsin as we approach this winter. This didn't have to happen, and it's a shame that it did.
State Senator Republican Andre Jacques authored a bill that would bring back the funding. There was a public hearing on it a couple weeks ago. Rock Larson is a Wood County veteran service officer.
In the recent past, I have veterans who could benefit from this program, and homeless veterans from central Wisconsin state that they have no desire to relocate to southeastern Wisconsin. These program sites offer veterans residential programs to build the skills necessary for them to reenter the local communities and be sustainable. Without the case management and roof over these heads that this program offers these veterans, they are doomed to poverty and chronic homelessness.
The Journal Sentinel reports 10 veterans were moved to the last remaining site in Union Grove. 11 had to be moved to programs not specifically meant for veterans or even to Minnesota and Michigan. There are about 350 homeless veterans in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Find more news at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers warming up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers worked out at AmFam Field as they wait to find out who they'll play Saturday. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in game one of their best of three game wildcard series. Brewers catcher William Contreras had another MRI on his left hand that's bothered him all season. Manager Pat Murphy.
You're not going to be able to keep William out no matter what the analysis is of that injury. He's going to play.
NFL, Matt LaFleur on what went wrong in the final minute in overtime that led to the Packers settling for a tie with the Cowboys.
When we're not in two-minute mode and then you jump into two-minute mode, everybody on the field has to know that. And we were operating more of our, you know, no huddle tempo, which isn't warp speed. It's a bad look, quite honestly. And it's just the communication and process have got to be cleaned up because we can't allow that ever to happen again.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. Northwood's
weather. It's going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
And it's 9:23 here on Reality Radio. We're going to talk some Park Falls stuff going on. And Courtney is with us from the Park Executive Director of the Park Falls Chamber. Morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
We were talking some Halloween memories off air here about how the holiday of Halloween has transpired and has metamorphosed. It just continues to do so, and it's it's a special holiday. It's one of those no pressure holidays. It's just a fun one, right?
It is extremely fun. It's always been one of my favorites, just because you get to see everybody's creativity. And mm-hmm. I'm more artsy brained on things. I enjoy seeing, especially the homemade costumes or how people interpret things.
Right,
and it's so fun to see. And I, especially when you see coordinated costumes with families, those are my favorite because those are usually really fun and adorable.
One of my favorite costumes we ever had is when my wife and I lived in Phillips many years ago, and a youngster that we knew came up to the door, and he had a large cardboard box. The kid was probably like 5 feet tall, but the cardboard box went up 6 feet, and then it kind of tweaked one way to the side, and he was a piece of Tetris. And he was all colored. But the problem was, is in the front of our house, we had a hill. So we went to go down the steps, and it wasn't constructed well enough for that cardboard box. So he just rolled down the hill. And all we heard All we heard from his friends was, come on, Tetris. Let's go. Come on, Tetris. It was a great, great costume. Not very friendly for getting around, but a classic.
No, those are hilarious. I think my favorite one, my mom is a huge lover of Halloween, and she would always, we would dress up together and coordinate. And one year when I was little, we went as Cleopatra and her mummy. So okay. She did full. I got to wrap my mom in like toilet paper and gauze. It was great.
Everybody has those. They remember. Take pictures, parents. Take pictures. So let's talk about Fright Fest. We have special stuff coming up in a few weeks here in Park Falls.
Saturday, October 25th, we have Fright Fest in Old Abe Memorial Park this year. So we're going to have, it's more of a table or treat. So businesses or organizations or families that want to come and hand out treats can let us know and we'll have a spot ready for them. But they'll set up and we're going to be there 11 a.m. to 2. And we're doing the giant pumpkin drop at 11 o'clock. That's going to be our ball drop to kick off the event.
Has that pumpkin stopped growing now or is it...
Tim came to see me, and the pumpkin is still gaining weight. We are harvesting it this week, so that will help. But we are at over 900 pounds.
Holy cow.
This is the largest pumpkin we have ever dropped here for our event. So this one, we had to make sure that we were able to drop it with something. Because
so it'll be hoisted with a crane, or how are we doing this?
They use a telehandler and lift it up because the pumpkin, when we harvest it, it goes onto a pallet.
Okay.
Because that's really the only way you can move that thing around. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Tim has a wonderful group of friends that have a tractor that they load the pumpkin on with a special harness, load it onto the trailer, onto this pallet, and then we store it in a safe, temperature-controlled,
undisclosed location, yes.
Animal-free location, because you got the biggest part is keeping the mice and deer away from it until the event.
Yes.
And then the guys lift it on a telehandler, lift it all the way up, and then tip that so it drops off the pallet and smashes to the ground, and kids will be able to come and grab seeds so you can try and grow your own giant pumpkin. We'll have little kits with instructions so that way you can take it home and save your seed and then start in the spring and see how big you can grow one. We'd like to try and get a little contest going on to see next year how big people can get their own giant pumpkin to grow.
And then the Old Abe Park will be a deer petting zoo for the next week.
Yeah, well, we're going to drop the pumpkin in the street.
Okay,
so that makes
right.
it much easier for cleanup.
There you go, okay.
Yeah, because the deer, they're feisty. But any deer hunters out there would like some free pumpkin guts.
There you go.
You scoop are more than willing to come and scoop.
Once that pumpkin hits the ground, it's like parade in a candy in a parade. It's a free-for-all,
yes.
Right?
Last year, those seeds went quick. So if you want to see the pumpkin fall and get your own seed, make sure you're there right at 11 when we start, because we'll probably start a few minutes after 11 o'clock, but it'll be right then, and you'll want to be there to see that pumpkin go.
Yeah, and the kids can come down on that Saturday to Old Abe Park. We've already had several businesses that are going to come down with candy treats. It's a form of the trunk or treat, but it won't be the trunk. It'll just be in the park, right?
Yes. And then we also have a lot of our downtown businesses that are smaller businesses that can't be closed during it. They want to make sure they're open for people to come and shop and enjoy. They will be also handing out treats, and we'll have a little trail of treats map so you know which businesses are going to be handing out, so you make sure you don't miss anybody, because candy's important. Candy's expensive. You got to get it while you can.
Saturday the 25th is the day of that here.
Saturday the 25th, 11 to 2, and then at 3 o'clock, the Miss Flamborama pageant girls and their families are hosting the Halloween Pooch Pageant. And so that'll be at 3. So there's something going on at the park from 11 all the way until the pooch pageant is done. So you can come and have a wonderful afternoon. The American Legion Auxiliary ladies will be in the concession stand at the park selling food. They're going to have, I believe, brats and hot dogs and other goodies. And then Double D's food truck will be there as well on the hill. If you ever came to Wednesday Night Live, you know where the food truck's set up. So that's where she'll be at. And then our downtown businesses like Kayla's, Oh Dear, Decor, all of them that are going to be open as well. So there's lots of options.
Still a little ways out, the 25th. It feels like Halloween should be closer, but it isn't. So Saturday the 25th.
And who knows what the weather is going to be like. So be prepared for anything. This is a...
Yeah, with all the warm weather we've had now, odds are that it might be a little cooler. So
rain or shine, we're going to be out there, and it'll be a wonderful event. And just Phillips Children's Museum will be there with all the games and activities. And we're going to have a pumpkin redecorating station that is well, supplies last, because we had some wonderful people donate some pumpkins. We are still accepting pumpkins. So if there's any farmers out there who have some left over that they want to just get off their hands, we're more than willing to take them and make sure they go to happy kids who have something to decorate.
Very good. ParkFalls.com, a good place to check out. I know Turkey Trot signups have already begun and all that fun stuff as we gear into the latter last quarter here of the
year. Yeah, we're just rolling right into fall, and it's wonderful. It's my favorite time of year.
All right.
Hunting season as well, so fingers crossed I get a deer this year.
All right, and don't forget, folks, chamber bucks are always out there, too. We haven't talked about that much before, but I just thought, thinking ahead to Christmas and stuff like that, chamber bucks is a great way to promote shopping local.
And it's the gift that no one wants to return. You can use it anywhere. It's any chamber business accepts our chamber bucks, so even if you get groceries or gas, for sure you're going to use them. A lot of our small businesses all accept them. A lot of our other businesses, service businesses, accept them. So if you need something done around your home, a lot of those businesses take them as well.
My
husband uses all of his at St. Croix usually. That's where it is.
And only 3 weeks left in the farmer's market season here, too.
Yes.
So I'm at Christ the Servant. Want to mention that.
Yeah, and it's one of the best times to go there, because now is all the harvested stuff, all the wonderful squash. And
And also want to give a plug. This is just an unsolicited plug, but I've lived here for 25 years. I can't tell you the number of times people have said, man, I wish we had a good coffee shop. I wish we had a good, quick, convenient coffee place to get coffee. And we have a few of those, but we have one that just transformed from Old Abe Mercantile down to the Pell Cafe.
Yes.
A nice coffee shop down there for you to swing in and get a mocha or whatever Austin and the folks will put together for you down there. So that was nice to see that.
Yes. And a lot of our local places all have their special fall menus out right now, which is fantastic.
Pumpkin spice something.
The maple flavors. I said you could go and just like coffee hop. It's like a trail of coffee throughout here.
You'll be hopping after you have a couple.
And usually I am, because I can't stop at just one. I visit pretty much everybody sees me at least once, if not twice a week.
Fantastic. All right, parkfalls.com, a place to go for all things happening. Courtney, always good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Yeah, Courtney,
thank you.
She's the director of the chamber here for Park Falls, joining us on Reality Radio.
Looking to tackle a build or remodel this fall? Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. Gear up for the season by freshening walls with Hallman Lindsay paint or protecting your deck with PPG and flood stains. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their experienced staff is ready to help you score big on your next project. Ron Ernst Lumber, family owned since 1971. Build strong from kickoff to the final whistle.
No one ever wants to hear those sounds, but if you do, remember this name: Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center. They work with all insurance companies, from full-on crashes to fender benders. Only a qualified professional technician will touch your vehicle. They offer free estimates and won't leave you without a ride when your vehicle is in the shop. Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center, taking a dent out of your accidents.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
And it's 9:33. We do have a keyword going on right now. It's wind, W-I-N-D, and our text to win, go for the green and gold contest, brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, of course, 4995 oil changes, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. Minocqua Chevrolet, your local dealer. Keyword is wind, W-I-N-D. Text that to us right now on the free Civic Media app. That'll get you in. Get you in for all the prizes we mentioned there. This coming Saturday is, of course, Phillips Fall Harvest Fest. Price County Youth Olympic Games are a part of that. There's a lot going on this weekend. There's a lot going on. That's down at Elk Lake Park. You've got Kids Bingo. The Moose have been doing this for a lot of years. That's going on also as a part of Phillips Fall Harvest Fest. What I encourage you to do is go to our 98qcountry.com/events. You'll not only see the Phillips Fall Harvest Fest, you'll see the Phillips Moose Kids Bingo, and you'll see the Phillips Moose I guess, adult or regular bingo, which is at night also. And you can get a list of events going on this weekend with the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. We'll be there broadcasting live on Saturday. Big G will be there from, I believe, 10 to 1 on Saturday, broadcasting from the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. Just tons of fun family activities going on. The 98Q Reality Radio Show is coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
All right, tonight, of course, is the Progressive Jackpot drawing, the 50-50 Progressive at American Legion here in Park Falls. Did you see what the jackpot's at for this thing now? Almost 20,000. It'll be over 20 if nobody wins it tonight. $19,564 was the number on that. So get on down there to the Legion tonight for that big drawing. The jackpot is growing. We've got 3 weeks left of the Park Falls Farmers Market. This is at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church. Right here in Park Falls, all the typical fall stuff you'd expect and much more, baked goods and locally crafted items. And that's at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls, Highway 13. That's going on 2 to 5:30 today. Also wanted to put a quick plug in for an event coming up in a couple of weeks to mark your calendar. It's the Price County Senior Living Expo. And this is October the 14th, which is a Tuesday. Do I have that right? 1-8-15, yeah. October 14th, and this is at the Phillips Municipal Building. This is a great time for seniors to come down and get a lot of information. Over 30 informational booths will be there. There's live entertainment, and there will be delicious food also. Enjoy complimentary food starting at noon, and there will be a raffle for all who attend also. And that is the folks at Aspirus are driving this, the Price County Senior Living Expo, October 14th at the Old Armory there, the Phillips Municipal Building in Phillips, and that is happening from noon to 4 again on the 14th.
98Q Country.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Get ready to go for the green and gold. With 98Q Country. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 98Q Country. Sponsored locally by...
When Alpha Chevrolet is 100% locally owned and proud to bring you the green and gold text to win contest on 98Q Country. $49.95 oil changes, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. Winnaqua Chevrolet, your local dealer.
And you got till 10 o'clock to get us this hour's keyword. It's wind, W-I-N-D. Wind is your keyword. It expires at 10 o'clock. Get that to us through the free Civic Media app.
Step right up.
Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus, and so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Well, we'll see if anything else comes up between now and 10 o'clock on Reality Radio. We'll get you a little music in the meantime with the Judds on a beautiful Wednesday on this October 1st with 98Q Country.
Morgan Wallen.
Turns out me and you together's why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got gone.
I'll go by the name of Shaboozy.
I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold fruit.
98Q Country.
full moon shining bright. Edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood. My buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by. They hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer barefoot blue jean night. And auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me, her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a look like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, never gonna grow up. Ha. Never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. In a southern summer barefoot blue jean night. A 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 barefoot blue jean night.
AQ Country.
Well, you're not sure that you love me, but you're not sure enough to let me go. Baby, it ain't fair, you know, to just keep me hanging around. You say you don't wanna hurt me. Don't wanna see my tears. So why are you still standing here just watching me drown? And it's alright, yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Just take your love and hit the road. There's nothing you can do or say. You're gonna break my heart anyway. So just leave the pieces when you go.
You're not making up your mind. It's killing me and wasting time. take your life and hit the road.
Q Country keyword coming up. Well, we got it right now. We're going till 10 o'clock with a keyword wind, W-I-N-D, wind. Look who made his way into the studio here, Mr. Greg Gunderson.
How do you know that's not wind?
No, I thought it in the back of my mind, but I didn't say it on the air. Did you?
No, I didn't. But I actually somehow got to right now before I thought of it. Wind, wind, they're spelled the same, folks.
Gray and I set a record this morning that I don't think many people in their workplaces maybe have accomplished. But when we come in the morning, I do the 98Q and Gray's over on Trill Mix. And sometimes we kind of do our own thing. The doors are shut and we just kind of do our own thing. We went from 6 a.m. to 9:40 a.m. without even making eye contact or conversing once.
Not a word. Yeah, not a word.
Not a word.
I'm proud of us. You know, we've gone through some phases. But more fair to say, I've gone through some phases. I've kind of switched up the way that the beginning of our day goes because, you know, like you said, we've been doing these two morning shows since March now.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, I decided purposefully, I'm going to greet you in some new weird way every day. And that went on for like all of 2 weeks before I realized that that's more demanding than I thought it would be. So I decided to take a lot of days off from that. And since then, I've done that every now and again. And then sometimes I'm in a groove. And it started not all that long ago. I was like, you know what? I'll wait to greet Joel. He doesn't need to hear a hello immediately. But that turned into a monster today. 3 hours and 40 minutes of non-contact in the same building.
No socializing,
Two of the only dozen or two people awake within the county at that time in the morning, we just didn't.
You got a Packer-free week this week. I thought maybe you were going through some kind of withdrawal in your studio in there because, it's pretty quiet on the Packer front. Although they did make roster move I saw the other day.
Yeah, but it was a likely non-consequential one. They released Brant Banks, who was a bottom of the roster tackle. It might be encouraging because it means they either don't need that line depth or found someone better.
Vikings will pick him up.
That might do. But the other thing was that he was active for two games so far this season and has been a practice squatter. So it may have been partially about limitations regarding how many times he can play before he counts against the roster cap. That said, there's details there I'd have to verify. He might not have actually counted in the first place. So not much going on there, frankly. But you're right. It's because the Packers aren't happening this week, but not that it's withdrawal. It's an opportunity. I've been working ahead. I've been preparing for future shows in a way that I haven't done these last 6 months. And you're about to see what peak radio form looks like, whether you like it or not, over these next couple weeks.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur, did you hear the comment this morning from Mike Clemens Sports?
No.
When he talked about, I'm trying to find the clip here, but he talked about, they looked at the film of the last few seconds of the last game, and came to the realization that we screwed that up.
Yeah.
We did not do a good job, and we need to be better, which I like. I like it when a coach comes out and says the obvious and not just like, you know, we were trying to win the whatever. Just come out and say the truth. He came out and said the truth. I applaud him for it.
Yeah, well, and that's following a trend here in the NFL recently, not just this year, but even just a couple weeks ago, Ben Johnson of the Bears got greedy at the end of the game, and it bit him, and he came out, and he said that. He was a little frustrated when he did because they were rehashing a topic for the 11 billionth time, but he said, man, we're still talking about this. Look, I got greedy, and it bit us. There, that's it. And I thought, Ben Johnson, nice. And now LaFleur is doing the same thing. Just own it.
Yeah.
Life gets easier when you own your nonsense.
He owned it. Would have been a little more painful if that last tick of the clock would have went off and they would have lost the game.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Yeah, every angle but that one, man.
It might have been a little bit worse, yeah. All right, some beautiful weather out there, man. This is just crazy good. I love this. I'm loving this 75 weather. I don't know about you, but I'm loving it.
I don't remember a peak color season that's been this beautiful.
Yeah, no wind.
In my memory.
So, like, the leaves are just kind of drifting. I had a leaf actually, like, cling to the middle of a window at my house. That there's no reason why. I want to take a ladder up there and just analyze it. And what is going on? Is it a Spider-Man leaf? What is this? But you have leaves that are just, like, trickling their way down. They're not being blown down. They're just trickling off the trees.
Gently. And if you've got like, basswood trees, you get to see the berries come down on the helicopters. Or there's a couple different types of helicopters around here, but you get to see some cool stuff that only happens a couple months out of the year at most, and all in good weather. Those never line up.
Beautiful week. All right, Greg Gunderson this afternoon, 2 to 7, working the full shift now with no Brewers this week. He's exhausted, so we'll get a little Packer talk. We'll find something to talk about 4
definitely.
O'clock hour.
And it's almost 2 to 8 because I'm bringing you your 7 p.m. keyword every day here for the rest of the contest.
Here we go. He's exhausted. All right. Thank you, Greg.
I'm tired, boy.
See you later. Mike McKay is coming in next.
24 hours a day.
New country now.
We're Rascal Flatts.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney.
It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
It was Labor Day weekend. I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. Drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. Well, it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade. But the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said a heart don't forget. Something like that. Something like that. You pull me.
crazy, and I kind of like it. You show me that apple, girl, and I want to bite it. So crazy that I gotta have it, and I never want to get out of this straitjacket.